Here's the mic. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, we're going to start with a Mishnah from Pirkei Avos. And then from that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos will be Hilchos Mikvos. Okay? Well, how are we going to do that? Okay, listen carefully. Azori. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had several Talmidim. Hayamona Shivchom. So you think I'm going to speak about Mayon HaMeskaber, but I'm not. Oh, now Shimon Bar Horkanus was a boor sid she'enu ma'abe tipa. So that means he was like a pit, but not just on a pit that was covered with what? With lime. So this way nothing would seep into the ground. And the idea was that he didn't miss anything. He didn't forget anything. He didn't lose anything. He's a bor sid she'enu ma'abe tipa. So the question is, and this Rav Chaim Kalman Klein from Kiryas Yoel was saying to me the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The Torah says, Ach mayin ubor mikveh mayim yet tohor. Okay? You have to have, we discussed the mikveh and the mayin, but zok to chasam sofer. You know what it says? Bor. But it doesn't say bor sid. So that means, the chasam sofer is going to explain pshat and the rishonim, that all you need is a pit. And the pit could be what? A pit of dirt. And therefore what? Water could seep in. It'll be ma'abed a tipa. And yet, that's still good for a mikvah, says the Chasam Sofer. It's not his own kiddush. His own kiddush is just the deek and the pasuk. But this is the kiddush of the Rashba. This is the kiddush of the Rashba. Take a look in the Rashba. In the Torah Sabbais. On page 345, we'll start with page 4. There are two packets here, the base and the supplement, this hay. On the second line, the Rashba says, on page 4, V'nira li. Shelo omru el b'shenekev ha-mikveh rochav shamayim ha-yotzi mimena nireis zechiloson. V'kevin sheyutzu kol kach at shetire zechiloson donin oso kizochel mamash. So this is the famous chiddush of the Rashba, which is known as the chiddush of zechila ha-nikeres. That for zechila to be a problem, it has to be zechila ha-nikeres. It has to be niker that there's a leak. The cave-in, so it has to have a big enough hole, a big enough crack, that it's niker. Don't also kezochel mamish. Hambik v'mayim, and the Chasam Sofer, let's read the rest of the Rashba. Hamik v'mayim shenekev ma'at, et shelo yochel mayim v'notev ma'at ma'at. But if it's just a little crack, a little, and it's going a little at a time, holech v'choser, ein ze nikrach zochel. Sheharei hakarka chalchulei mechalchalo. Because page 5, the karka, you know, it's not a solid mass. There's holes, you know. It's not a solid mass. And when you put water in karka, it's going to seep in. And yet it's still okay. We don't say, well, the mikveh is pasul. Because it's chila she'ena nikeres. So that's what the Chasam Sofer said, as Rav Klein pointed out. The Torah says, ach mayin ubor mikveh mayin. Not bor sid. Bor. It could be ma'abed atipa. It's not like Rav Shimon ben Horkanus. Because you see, Every mikveh is like that. Okay, I mean, the Rashba is the old school, where they didn't have, you know, today, you know, we go to a mikveh that's on the karka. It's karka, but, you know, we do things to it. You know. All the Gemara's there, all the Mishnah's. So the question is, you know, so if you touch Taurus, is it going to be possible or not? From what time on? But Nimtza Chaser. Why don't you say Mikvah Shenimdod the Nimtza Chaser from the original, not Nimtza Chaser Arboim Saw? So you see that just because it's chaser from the original doesn't pasal. Avol pisha chas midoso harishona. So this is the psak of the Rashba. And as the Chasam Sofer says, achbor and not borsid. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 7, Reish Aleph Nun Aleph. Yes.
Good question. How can we be in that Mishnah? Because why can't it just be based on evaporation that it can't lost water? You know, you say the thing is that even if some water evaporates, then it's not
right.
You're right.
There's some from evaporation. You're right. Probably wouldn't be as much, but there is. You're right, as Rav Klein pointed out. But you're right. It's not a. The diuk is not the end all or be all of the. But it's. He still feels it's true. Even if the rye is not 100%, yeah.
So, how is it that he's saying that when there, if the it's just a pit, why is there any flow? How would there be some even minute amount of flowing? How does that work? Because it's earth.
Well, the earth, because it seeps into the ground.
When you first put it in, when it's constantly seeping in, we're saying that.
Not when you first put it in, anytime. Whenever you have ground,
right.
You have liquid on top of the ground, the water is seeping in.
So, they have
if you're the dirt, I mean, those they didn't have the, you know, what we have today, a fancy mikveh that's you know the floor is done. It was a dirt floor.
They had to constantly put more water in because it would be seeping into the ground.
Mm. Forget constantly put it. There was the rainwater. It was rainwater. You know, there was what you today we have a whole fancy thing. You got to spend money. They just dig a pit and they mashiv aruch mir goshem, and it rained and then they had their water. They had their mikveh. Very simple. The
old thing. It's zochlin out of the bore. It's not zochlin into the bore.
Right.
It's falling down.
It's different than zochlin. Zochlin is where it flows into the bore.
No. Pasha pshat, zochlin means it flows out of the mikveh. There is a chiddush of the Divrei Chaim that even if something flows in, that's also zochlin and not... Everyone agrees to that, and not everyone agrees that the Divrei Chaim really even said that. But the Iker Zochlin is leaking out. So here the Rashba is speaking about it's on the earth, on the dirt floor, and it's seeping in. So, but it's still good because it's a Zchilus Ein Nikaris, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 7, Reish Aleph Nun Aleph. Nikev Hamikva Umeimav. Notvim ma'at ma'at or nivloim bekarka ma'at ma'at kosher lefish ein zchiloson nikeres. Avad. Good. Okay, it's reasonable. So who argues? There's no second opinion here. So the Rashba seems to take over here, which is a reasonable. Especially the way, you know, the old style mikveh without, before you had the modern way of, you know, having the floors done and so it's not going to really. Says the Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaGra Tzadivav on this page, he thinks that the Mechaber had no right to quote this Rashba. Why? He thinks this Rashba, you could say it, but it's only Divrei Mechaber Temuim. That Rashba Kosev Lashitoso. The Svirale Kiperish Harash Avalavim Masha Kosev B'Sif HaKodim Dei Nifsal Kein Lo Yishar Memso Has Af B'Ki Hai Gavna Poso. In other words, I'll explain it to you in a second. He says, the Rashba is the Rashba l'shitaso, based on some other Rashba, we'll have to see. And the Mechaber doesn't hold from that other Rashba. So therefore, he has no right to paskin like this Rashba. Because the Rashba only said it because he held like another Shita about something else, and that Rashba l'shitaso, so once he negated that first Rashba, this Rashba is linked in. So what is that other Rashba? So that's Sif Nun, the Sif right before. So we discussed, I don't know if we mentioned, but the discussion is like this. We mentioned like this, that a mikveh is zochel. We said, we mentioned it as a psul of zochlin by a mikveh, not by a mayim. Remember we mentioned last week. So there's a machlokas rishonim, the Rush and the Rashba, about what's called a zechila lamala mimemsa. Whereas a mikveh requires memsa. So what if the crack in the mikveh was lamala mimemsa? It was a zechila lamala mimemsa. So is that okay? We say, well, it's still a zechila in the mikveh. What do we say? No, that it's still part of your mikveh. So there was one hand you could say you don't need the lamala mimem. Dal mihacha the lamala mimem, and I still have my mikveh. What do we say? No, it's all part of the mikveh. So the Rush Shita quoted in the Mechaber is mikveh shall make gshamim shenifra tzecha miksol v'mayim yotzim derech sedek imisharu bo mem saw. So he says that if the crack is in a place where even if the water goes out, it'll still be memsa because it's lamala mimem, Mechaber says it's kosher. The Rashba disagrees. The Ratzvud Ramah quotes, "V'yesh machmirin, afilu misharu memsa ad hasedek." V'yesh lochus l'dvem l'chatchila. So the Rashba shita is that a mikvah lamala mimemsa, the whole thing is possible. So the Vilna Gaon explained. We discussed that the Vilna Gaon had a very interesting sheet that we discussed last week. That maybe the Pesul Zechila is a din of Katafers that's no Chibur. We said, remember the Vilna Gaon sheet was that the two halachas of mikvah, that it has to be Bashborin and it has to have Memsah, are related. That if it's because if the mikveh would be moving and zechila is like a katafra, say in a chibur, then you wouldn't have a shear, right? So the Vilna Gaon explained also that this hanacha that the zechila is a din in the shear, right? That's what it's only according to the opinion that zechila lamala mem is okay. Because if the whole psul of zechila is a chisaron of the shear, but if you're still going to have your shear afterwards, so then it's okay. So what's the other pshat in zechila? What's the other pshat in zechila? So others say, the Mordechai says, and others say that you don't have to come to a fancy pshat in zechila that zechila is mikatafris and it's not a chibur, etc. Very simple, like the Mordechai says, Rav Aaron Kotler discusses it. Mikvah is beknishus maya, the Targum says. Like the pasuk is quoted from Bereishis, Yikovu hamayim el mokom echad, v'seira hayabosha vayichein. By definition, a mikveh is a makom mechunos. Nothing to do with the shir. Nothing to do with the shir. So memela, if that's the pshat, then it could be, and this Rav Aaron Kalman explains the Gra, that even if the zechilul is lemalom mechaf, mimem, it's still a problem. You know, even though you could say dal mihacha, the part that's lemal mimem, but it sort of reminded me of those that learn shechita still. You know, the Rashi shechita is that shehiya b'miyad basra is a problem, because in other words, those that didn't learn shechita, but you know, you need rov. You should know that halakha. Mm-hmm. Rov simon. Mm-hmm. So after rov, I could stop. But what if after rov, and then I did a psul after the rov? Do we say, well, dal mihacha the psul because you don't need it? Or no, it's all mitzuruf to the whole thing. So Rav Aaron Kotler explains, and you can see it inside on page page 11. Let me summarize it quickly, and then we say, he says like this, that there are two ways to understand the psul of zechila. Either like the rivash, that it's a din of katafris, it's not a chibur, or because that's the definition of mikveh, is kavu v'kaimi. And the Vilna Gaon claims that this machlokas is toloy on the machlokas, the Rashba, and the Rush. That according to the Rush, if you have zechila l'mala mimem, it's okay. Right? Zechila l'mala mimem is okay because he holds it's a din of the shear, so you have your shear, you're okay. But if you hold zechila l'mala mimem is a problem, like the Rashba, so says Rav Aaron Kotler, he probably holds the other svara, that it's in the machus of the mikvah. Nothing to do with the shear. The fact that it's that there's a crack, then it's not konus b'mokum echad. So Rav Aaron Kotler explains the Gra like this. He says like this. If you hold that it's a din in the, and again, you don't have to say like this, but this is the Rav Aaron Kotler's explanation of the Vilna Gaon, which I think is the Pashup Shat, that if you assume that that it's a din in the Shem Mikvah, so then you could say that as long as it's not Niker, like all the dinim in the Torah, if you can't see it, it's not, you know, it's not there, you know. Torah was given Lefi Ra'osai 9. That's the Pashup Shat. You know, Rabbi Peretzky, I don't know if you ever heard of Rabbi Peretzky, anybody? He was the Bochin here in the yeshiva, before your time. So, and he learned in Radin. And he used to tell me that he would go on Shabbos to the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim would give a shmuz, a musa shmuz, towards the end of Shabbos. And then he would send the shamus out to look for the three stars. In other words, it wasn't that they had an electronic, when is Tzeisak HaChavim. They went out. The Torah was given for the, you know, the people of the Yagilu people who are living in the forest, who are looking out in the sky. You know, not for the science, like Rav Henke said. The Torah wasn't given for scientists per se. It was given for me and you, and even if you're not scientists. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Go out and see if the three stars, and then we'll daven Maariv. And Rabbi Peretzky would say, sometimes if the shmuz went too long, the Chafetz Chaim would say, you don't have to go out, the stars are there. But he didn't have the prima calendar, you understand? I'm not, nothing against the calendars. It's very nice, I've used them myself, but, okay? But, so as long as it's nikkel, so it's a shem mikvah. But, if you learn that it's a din in the shir, and the word is, since the water is flowing, so it's not mechuber, so then even if it's not nikar, but the water is still flowing on its way out, so therefore there's no chibur, even if it would be eina nikaris. So the Vilna Gaon is saying that the Rashba only said it because he learned that zechila mimala mimem is a problem. So therefore he was mekel by zechila she'eina nikaris. But if you hold that zechila lemalmem is not a problem and it's a din in the shir, then perhaps you have to be machmer. So the Vilna Gaon didn't, that's his, Chazon Ish has a little bit different way of saying it. We have time constraints, it's in the packet here, you can look. But, so therefore, as Nachum Rosenberg pointed out, that the Vilna Gaon is machmer on tzchila she'en any keres. Okay, and he said that the Mechaber should not have quoted it. There's a, so Avada, we try very hard to what? To have our mikvos, because like everything in life, you start with this chila she'en any keres, and you don't take care of it. You know, so what happens? It becomes, you know, so you want to, so like Rav Nachum Rosenberg said to me, you know, he's not so dealing with shechila and keres, shechila and keres, you take care of it. You know, he's a mikveh man, take care of it. There's an interesting anecdote here on page 26 that he said from Soros Moshe Chelak Shemi came out. So the mice is like this. Vilna Gaon claims that since the Mechaber didn't pass him like the Rashba, he shouldn't have quoted the Rashba's Kula. Because the Rashba's Kula was only said because he had the other Chumrah. But Lamaisa, in the end of the day, the Mechaber thinks the groan is not correct. He thinks that he has a right to say that the din is a chila and a keres, even if it's a din in the shir. So in other words, the Vilna Gaon's thing is not, you know, 100%, you know, you could say it, but you need to say the other way. You could say the other way. So, but the Vilna Gaon said it.
So we're trying to not like wrong.
I mean, obviously we're trying. This anecdote is an interesting. It's an interesting thing. This diary Rabbi Mordechai Tendler kept of his many years of being Mishamish Rav Moshe. So he basically wrote down every phone call that came in, who called, what was it about? I guess if it's personal, he'll leave it out. But it's interesting. You know, he was there in the apartment. You know, I had a relationship with Rav Aaron Felder, Zatzal. So he also was at a different kupa, and he also wrote a sefer like this, a type of sefer. So it's good. You know, you can't learn Hilchumus Mikvos from, but if you learn Hilchumus, you have an anecdote in it. It makes it interesting. So. Of Shmuel first. Who's here from Chicago? And you go, from Chicago. He's a Chicago guy. So Rabbi first, Tzilzel, Biyom Shishi. On Friday, you get a phone call. So he asked, B.K. Sheshala Rabbeinu Sheela Shrogeis Miyad. He had a pressing Shaila. What was the pressing Shaila? Sha'alti, Imuto Litbo B'mikva Sheish Bo Zechila She'ena Nikeris. So there was, somebody had to go to the mikvah. It was going to be a Friday night mikvah. So this is the choice. The only mikveh in the vicinity was a zechila she'ena nikeres. So we say, so that's it. It's the only chance. So do you say go tonight? That will be zechila she'ena nikeres, which the mechaber passes is good. The gra is not so ay about it. What do we say? No. So push off. Go to the mikveh motzai Shabbos. You can drive, and you can go to some other mikveh. That was the pressing shaila. So Rav Moshe says, first make sure that it's taka as a chila she'ena nikeres. And he says, once that's the facts are true, then be'etzem kosher, b'vada ein litchos ha'tfila alach ha'shabes b'shvil zeh. That was what he passed. Okay, interesting. Ikar Adin is like the Mechaber, and even though, you know, the Vilna Gaon is the Vilna Gaon, but the Mechaber is the Mechaber.
How are you Mashiach?
Oh, we'll get to that. We're going to get to
that. They knew that it was leaking, obviously. Isn't that considered Nikaris?
No. We'll see. Okay. Stay with me. Okay. So let me tell you like this. So it comes out that there are two shitas. One shita says zechila she'ein any keres is good. That's the mechaber, the Rashba, like the Chasam Sofer says. And I think they point out from the Chasam Sofer, those that point out, I think say, the groan would say in the Hanami, the Torah doesn't, I forget who said this, but the other way is the Vilna Gaon would say, the Torah doesn't say Bor Sid, right? But because that was probably the normal thing is to make a Bor Sid. If you want to make a Bor to have water, and you don't want the water, you lose your water. You know, today we're free about our water. No, we're not so. In those days, water was a commodity. You know, you get your water, you had every bucket of water, we meant you schlepped water. You know, water wasn't like today. We have, we're, you know, I remember Dr. Israel Miller said he was once in a hotel, I think he said, in Russia, and he was brushing his teeth. Like an American who brushes your teeth. You leave the faucet on, you brush your teeth. Yeah, you know, you're not so. And then by the end, he lost his whole water ration. Because, like, you know, like he just did the normal thing. A good American would brush their teeth. But, you know, it's for us. So, you know, you make a boar. You don't want to use it. So a boar sid would be the normal thing. So that's what some point out based on the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon would say, in Echanami, Ach mayin boar sid. And the Mechaber says what the Chasam Sofer says, and someone else said that the Gaon would say the other way. Okay, now let me tell you that there's another Shita in Rishonim. It's another Shita in Rishonim, which Rabbi Chaim Kaiman Klein from Kiryas Yoel told me to look in the Shut Baya Chai. Have you heard of Baya Chai? Probably not. Who wrote the Baya Chai? Knesset Hagadol. What? Knesset Hagadol. Oh, give him a cigar. Knesset Hagadol. Right. Knesset Hagadol. Right. Knesset Hagadol. He wrote Tshuvas Knesset Hagadol. Right? Tshuvas Knesset Hagadol. And then he wrote another sefer called Boy Chai. Not to be confused with the Chamer of Chai. Boy Chai. And in that sefer, a client told me to look up, so I took a look. He shows you that many Rishonim, you know, like 10 Rishonim, hold a different shita. Not the Mechaber and not the Gaon. You know what they hold? A psul zechila is dumi demayim. If the mikveh is flowing like a mayan is, that's the psul. But basically, you have a enclosed mikveh. There's a track. Even if it's nikkur, that's not the zechila that the Torah was speaking about. That's not the zechila that the Torah was speaking about. And if you want to see it inside, the Rush quotes it here on page 2. Yeah, take a look on page 2. The first word on the line is Kishagodar. Kishagodar. Kishagodar bekelim lohavuzochlin. In other words, the Mishnah tells you how you could. Yeah, take a look further up, where it says Bishilhi. Bishilhi perikhei de mikvos. Beshame omim madbilin bechardalis. Beshil omim ein madbilin. In other words, if you have a rainwater going down the mountain, can you be tova? So Beshame says yes, Beshil says no, it's zochlin. Umodim should go de kalim vitovel behem. But if you make a mechitza, some type of mechitza to stop the, you take a bunch of barrels, right? You take a bunch of barrels and you line them up, say, or something that's not the kabel tumah, maybe whatever, and you line them up. So you stop the flow. Then kuli alma say it's okay. So fret the Rush. He says, do you really mean to tell me that when they took those kalim to stop the zechila, really the whole thing? It wasn't like, and he even uses the word, it wasn't, you know, cemented in. Here, take a look. Yeah. Kishagod, the Lord Shagod became. Lo have you done? Yeah, take a look. Oh, Hagod there. First word is Lo. Hagod became. Yeshua Lahadig. Kol kacha kalim zelazeh. Shalo yetsuk tzasim and hamayim shabineim. You go, who's coming? Mishnah said tzarech latochem besid. It's a different type of sin. But it doesn't say you have to mamish. You know, so most probably you build a little thing, it was probably still dripping through, and it's probably a schema hanikaris even. So he says, so it must be, mashma, shalobo lamay eladumi demayim, shakulo zocha vaholech. That's the psul of zocha. In other words, all this business, you see, of the nekev, and this, that, that's only the way the Rash learned that Mishnah. Of Zochlin, Notfin, Shinasu Zochlin. So the Rash learned that Mishnah to mean that there was a Nifratz. But, first of all, we'll see other Rishonim learn differently. And he thinks the Pashat Pshat is that the whole thing is it's flowing, just like a Mayan, the whole thing is flowing. So if you have a Mikkah, the whole thing is flowing. That's the real. So, and the Bai Chai, I think that Shuva was written to the Knesset HaGedolah. I mean, the Shuva, as you said, Bai Chai by the Knesset HaGedolah, I think that particular Shuva was written to the Knesset HaGedolah, wanted to get his opinion. Now, in that Shuva, he lines up like 10 Rishonim who he thinks hold like this. But as Reb Chaim Kaiman Klein said to me, you know, he's misspoiled that, you know, with all his 10 Rishonim, it doesn't even make it to a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not even a. Because Lamaisa, you know, we hold that Zochlin, the Pashtus is, like Rav Gutman pointed out, is a Psul Doraisa. And with Psul Doraisa, you don't want to start up here with a Psul Doraisa. Even though there's a Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, where he's Mitzadeh that it could be the Rabbanan, and the Chazanish gets so angry, Yishtaka Hadover, to say such a thing. And it sort of reminded me of Rav Shechter once had over from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. They asked him, you know, how do you know an Esrog Hamurkov is, where does it say it in Shulchan Aruch that's possible? It doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch. So he said, it says Esrog, and it's an Esrog. So if you hold like what we said before from the Mordechai, that a mikveh means you kavu amayim and mokem echad, so of course the Tzul of Tzchila is the Raisa, because it's Nishna mikveh. So this doesn't even make it as a Yesh Omrim. Well, but let me tell you like this. So the two shittas that are you know lahalacha are you know the Mechaber and the Gra are in the Shulchan Aruch world. Even though there could be 10 Rishonim, maybe you could argue. You know the two Rishonim that say it explicitly are this Rosh and the Sefer HaEshkol. Others. Okay, now let me tell you like this. I think it's time that we learn a tshuva from Rav Yitzchok Elchanan. Because if you're getting smicha from this yeshiva, by the time you finish, you should at least do a tshuva from Rav Yitzchok Elchanan. Use the Poisek Hador. You know, the Mishnah Berurah wrote his sefer, he got a haskama from Rav Yitzchok Elchanan. You understand? You know, you know more from Mishnah Berurah, but Rav Yitzchok Elchanan was the person that Reb Chaim Brisker was going to ask the big shilas to, and the Chofetz Chaim is getting his haskama from. It wasn't in vain that they named this yeshiva after Reb Yitzchok Elchanan. So let's take a tshuva from Reb Yitzchok Elchanan on Zechila and see what he says on page 13. Okay, we'll do part of it, we're not going to do the whole thing, but it's fascinating. And basically, he says, "Meshalti al das mikveh shenimtza mayim bachutz la mikveh ala aretz." In other words, he had the mikveh, and outside of the mikveh, it was wet. So it was pretty clear that there was a leak someplace. So yesh b'shem chashash zochel. That was the question. So he says, "Hinei lash." Hashiva b'ktsara kei nicholti kei zlaharich. It could be that this is the true Rashid Aleph that Rav Klein was quoting, where he says the, you know, about the Sid thing, and he brings Rais. Oh. So one of the Rais, he says, he quotes the Rambam. So if you remember last week, well, this is a similar idea. The Bai Chai quotes this Rambam also. What's the Rambam? We mentioned last week, Avua de Shmuel, right? Avua de Shmuel was a good father, and he built mikvahs for his daughter. So he said, for the daughter, he says, during Tishrei, you can go to the Nahar, right? Because it's mostly Meimai, right? But in Nisan, with Rov Mei Geshomim, So you can't. So it says that. So he had to build them separate mikvahs to go, that they couldn't go to the Nar. But in the Tishrei they could. So what did he build for them? In Tishrei he made machzi. He made mats. So because they were going to the Nar, the Rana and the Dar says they were going to the Nar. It was muddy, so they need mats. Even though I told you we paskin la halacha that you're not allowed to be tovel on mat. Because we don't paskin like that, Ron. Because we hold that anything that is makai. But we mentioned yesterday, a person's going to the ocean, so they can't put out a mat, and because that's makabel tumi, you're not allowed to be tovel on something that's a gemara. In the way some rishonim learn the gemara need, and that's how we paskin lahalach and shulchan aruch and kuf tzadi ches and hilchas nida. So if you don't hold from that side, then maftzi that means mats. So what does maftzi mean? So the Rambam learns maftzi means that he made a booth for them. The maftzi were like a partition. And the Rambam learns that in the month of Nisan, there was so much water that the water overspilled from the Nar into the ditches. So they had a mikveh in the ditches, not in the Nar, was the Nar overflowed. In Tishrei, he still was choshesh for a zechila, even though that's the time that it wouldn't rain. So he built maftzi with booths to stop any flow.
Rick, one safe shot maybe is that the reason why they have the mats is because it's mikvah shemei bavur dozen kovish shafil chavile etzim afil chavile kanim kadeshis v'chamayim, and maybe that's shot and why they did the mats. That maybe it was too shallow.
Yeah, okay, that could be a pshat. That could be a pshat. Maybe the Mishnah of Merudot, maybe. But let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Perek Tes, Silchus Mavos, Im Rabu Gshomim al Mei Hanar, Eina Matar Mezochlem, Lefichach Tzorach Lahakif Maputz, Perish Ke'ein Machtzolos. Ke'yotzi Bo Bo'oso Anar, Hamura Vachi Kavu Amayim Yitbo Behem. That's the Maputz was not a map. The Maputz was a partition that he made for them in the Nahar, to stop the zechila, because even in Tishrei he was choshish for the zechila. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chana writes that pashut v'yadua that mapatz hayu machzelas he efshar shlo yetsu hamayim derech shal lachutz. He says, what do you think that mapatz was? You know, some big thing. The mapatz was like some type of mat. You know what a mat is? Mat has holes in it. Most probably the water was leaking through, but in general it was stagnant. So he says, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this din of maftzi to mean a partition. So he says that's another raya. The Bai Chai wants to say that he thinks that the mats of the Rambam was probably his chila hanikaris, and he wants to say that the Rambam holds like that rush that nini dumi the mayim. But okay, but Rav Yitzchak Chanan says that you need that mikir din we hold you need the chila hanikaris, and he says that you see the Rambam holds like that as well. Oh. So he says, so his, okay, so what's his chiddush? So Rav Yitzchok Kahneman's chiddush is like this. Naniach said you need a zechila hanikeres, but how do you tell? So there are two ways of telling. You look in the mikvah or outside the mikvah. Because you look outside the mikvah, it's going to be much more machmir. Because outside the mikvah, you'll see it. You'll see that there's water on the floor. You see there's moist on the outside. But if you look at the top of a body of water, unless it's a very big hole, even though it's going to be nice, you're not going to see anything, as Rosenberg pointed out. So Rav Yitzchok Elchanan Kula is the Iker Toloi in Ein Nira Zechila Lamala Mitoch HaMikvah. That as long as you can't see the Zechila in, when you're looking in the mikvah, on the top of the mikvah, then it's called the Zechila She'ena Nikeres. The others who argue, the Imre Yosher, was from the Gdolei HaPoskim Wat in Galicia, right? Rav Meir Arik, not so long ago. Gdolei Hador, Imre Yosher. And he says a different Hagdara. He says no. Here, look on page 16. And his is the more chumer dikashita. He says, no, you look outside. He says, Zechila keres hangam, misha roe, zechila zu, ena nik, zechila klal, kemit she ena zochel, rak metaftef. Kene ikka tole de kamos, im zochel mamish, o derech tiftof. It's like this. If you see, it's just leaking. A drop, then another drop, you know, it drops. But it's not a stream. It's not a zechila. As someone said, it's just a tip, 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 you know, tip, and then another drop, and another, you know, you see a leak, you know, like sometimes you have a leak here, and then the base medrash every once in a while there's a leak. They put a thing, a drop, and then 2 minutes later, another drop. Okay. So that would be zechila she'ena nikeres. Like someone said to me, it's not a zechila, but if it's a, but if there is a little, you know, stream that's not just tip, tip, you know, it stops. So that would be so if it was streaming, that would be zechila nikeres. If it's just, if not, and that's the Beis Shlomo says this as well. Yes, and the Chalchas Yoav here as well. Yeah, or of Klein.
The mindset from above, how are you supposed to notice if it's, there's like air bubbles coming in? Like I'm looking from like where do I?
Yeah, so it's a right. Rav Yitzchok Chan is a very pekula. If you have a very big, you know, hole, when you see something is draining out, it'll... Okay. There is another famous question that's Nogay. And Zechila is one of the, the reason I'm spending so much time on Zechila, because that's one of the shilas that a Rav is going to be dealing with. Rav is not necessarily building the mikvah, but the day-to-day basis he wants to know, is there a Zechila happening here? Because then he has to call in the... or if the expert can't come till Sunday, and you have the Friday night tefillah, what we just saw. So at least you have to know that it's a zechila she'ena nikeres. Okay. Filters. So it seems from the svarim that a lot of people are more machmir, like the in the Yosher. But I don't want to. Okay. This is the question. So normally you have a mikveh with a filter. So good, a mikveh with a filter, so it keeps the water clean. So the general rule is when the women go to the mikveh, they shut off the filter. But the general rule of life is people forget to do things. So every once in a while, I remember Rabbi Willig even told me that once in his mikvah, the filter was on during the during the tefillah. You know, so that's a big shayla. Is that tzchila? Because the water is getting sucked out of the mikvah, right? But then it's being what? Going back in. It goes through the filter, gets purified, and then it brings it back in. Okay, shuvim could be another shayla if it's, you know, depending upon the situation. That's another shayla that's discussed in this thing. But we're here to focus about, or it could be you have your memsa anyway, you know. So okay, so page 24. He has a tshuva b' swimming pool. The yesh sham filter. In Efshar Litbol Sham. So assuming that it was not that was made with Meg Shamim or whatever. So is it Tzchila? So there is the Tshuva's Rivash that we mentioned last time. He has a tshuva. He has a tshuva about somebody going into a mikvah and then his body displaces the water, and then the water starts over al gdosov. Okay? And that was his thing. That was memtsom metzumtsom in his case. So then if it's a zechila, his shita was zechila, it's katafritz, it's chisar, and the nashir, that was the whole thing. But his yisod about zechila and the rivash was that if you have a mikvah and on the ground level it's straight ground, so when you displace the water it's going to go above and onto the grass or whatever, and then it's not coming back. So that's chila. It's coming out of the mikveh, it's not going back. But if the on top of the mikveh it's slanted, so when the person displaces the water, so kolzman he's in it, it's going to go up. Once he comes out, the water will go down. So that says the rivash is not his chila. So Rav Moshe wants to use this rivash on page 24, second column. Umitzad zchila, second paragraph, second column, page 24 on the left. Umitzad zchila yosin notes that she'ekam sul kaven deboim lafilte v'chosu mukovam kibis brama leharivash. Zipkim leharivash. So here, the filter is going in, and then it's coming back out. So he thought to be medame to the rivosh. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank here on page 20 thinks not. He thinks that there's a difference between, you know, over there it was just displaced, so then the person comes out, it goes back naturally. Here you need another koyach to bring it back in. Like Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, you mean to say if you have a mikvah that loads of water are coming out at one time, but at the same time the same amount is coming back in, that's not a zechila because it's not going to be nikar? Because no, the answer is because that's a zechila nikaris, because you're putting water in, so it shouldn't be nikar. That doesn't make it einu nikar. In other words, the fact that it has to be, when the Rivosh was talking about it, it's talking about something that was, you know, by the person. In other words, not that there's a koach, another koach to bring the water in. He says, Kadnayan, here on page 21, Ein Mokam Lodon, in the fourth line, Al Chibosh records the Rivosh, and then he says, you think it's a Zechila Shein in the Keres? He doesn't think it's a Zechila Shein in the Keres. And then the other Svara that he quotes, or others quote, that in other words, it's a Chiddush Rav Moshe's thing to what? It's a Chiddush to Mimadame the filter to the case of the Rivosh, because the Rivosh is, at some point out, is a Chiddush because Rivosh is, it's not Zechila because it's coming back in. But here it's only coming back in because the machine is going to throw it back in. So that's not exactly the same. Okay. In the supplement here, on page 4, if you look on page, look also on page 6. Yeah, let's do it from page 6. The Shailos HaTshuvos K'nei Bosim, Rav Meir Brandsdorfer, one of the Mora Hora of Yerushalayim. I once met him. I once showed him my lulav. I just wanted to see who he was. I didn't really have a shaila about the lulav, but I just wanted to see who he was. So, so I went. I waited on the line to see him, and he said it was okay. But he was from the big Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. He was, Rabbi Leibowitz told me that Rabbi Fisher in Brooklyn, Rabbi Fisher was known for the, was the Koch, the Hetera in Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Brandsdorfer was more on the Chumra side of things. But okay, it was a big Mora Hora. I just spoke to his son recently, Moshe Brandsdorfer. He had another son. What is his oldest son's name? Anyone know? His oldest son? Kaddish Brandsdorfer. There's a minhag. Most of us don't have that minhag, to name your first son Kaddish, because he's going to say Kaddish after. So there's a minhag to.
Wow.
Yeah, so his son's name is Kaddish Brandsdorfer. I don't know if you have that. Most people have that minhag. Most people have that minhag. Okay, this was the story. It was Friday night in Yerushalayim, and the mikvahs were open, karagil, people were going, and all of a sudden, and people went home, they noticed, when they clean the mikvah today, so it's like a vacuum cleaner, you suck out the water, because we want to have a fresh supply of water every day, right? So women shouldn't complain, so you keep the rainwater that you keep there, and then you bring in the tap water, and at the end of the day, you suck it out, and you have new tap water, and you do hashaka, and that's... So, way certain mikvos, the old-fashioned ways, you took buckets, and but we're modern, so we suck out, like it's sort of like a vacuum cleaner. The water is sucked out. So, the vacuum was on, sucking out the water while the women were still... In other words, most mikvos have made way more than mem saw. So, but it was on while the women were going to the mikvah. And it was Friday night. It was Friday night. So, so it's a serious shayla of zechila on the mikvah. There's a theory, as Rav Nachum Rosenberg said to me, is a theory out there that maybe it was a cat that, activated the, Yerushalayim, they're full of cats in Yerushalayim. Maybe it was a cat that just put his paw on the thing that activates the switch. So this is very, very, so what they did was, they went, like when they announce Avdil Levaya in Yerushalayim, they go with the car and had a loudspeaker, so they went through. I think Brandsdorfer maybe went with them, whatever. We went to the different communities of where they would think women and with a goy, and they made an announcement and it sent them away that people should go back and be tovel. And that's the story he tells here. This I heard originally from Rav Chaim Kaim Klein, and it's in the K'nei Bosim here. Al devar she'ilosu hashniya al uvda shekoro kan ir hakodesh lefnei kama shonim ba'achas mehamikvos shebashas hatvilo lo hirgishu shehamash'eva ha-pump haya pasu. By the way, pumping, what I mentioned last week about pumping the mind water, I might not have said it correctly. It's like Rabbi Nachum Rosenberg pointed out, it's not you're pumping the water, you're pumping the air so the water can come out. Well, so it shouldn't be a shiloh shuvah. But here, the pump of taking out the the tefillah water was on. Hey, a pasuach v'maymei mikvah you poschim v'holchim v'tovlu kach kama noshim. It became many. V'odielo gufa de'uvde hechahava. So he wanted to know the whole story. Hinekeinim advarim Moshe bar Shmuel oznov. In other words, I guess some other Rav wanted to know what exactly happened. So he was asking him what happened. So he said, yeah, it's true. What you heard was true. Several women went. And Horeb is a Maran HaGayvid. That's Dayan Weiss. The Minchas Yitzchak. Asas Mashi B'choteinu Levar Miva Mi HaTovlos. So you should, we try to call back the women. Chena Sinu L'maise Ohud Ba'oso HaLayla. Kipasnu b'chipus acharpiv kipus, hitzlachnu limtzo osam otem shalonu in baleim. So as we got most of the women, even before they were together with their husbands, chutz mishtei nashim shalon nodu lahem hadover alachar hamaisa. Vutrachnu osam tefila shenis lamochras, aval pishol kvarlonu in baleim upfa. They made them be tovel, even though kvarlonu in baleim, they made them tovel again. And he said that, you know, it's a shayla v'doraisa, etc. Now the one svara that he had to be makel, and he quotes it here. And Rav Abadi in his Truvas has this svara, and it's as Tanker Rav says, could be based on a shach, is the following. Is zechila when it's not machmas the mikvah? In other words, the mikvah is fine. It's just something external is sucking something out. Maybe that's not even called zechila. Rav Abadi said once in Lakewood they had the shayla. If you look in the packet two here, the packet from before, he has the shayla about a similar type of thing, the apparatus that was going on at the time of the tefillah on page 25. It says mikveh, similar idea. Could be it was. Someone was asking him about that shot, you know, that same shayla, you know, you never know. Well, no, but I think it was in Lakewood, he said it was in Lakewood, so it's probably a different shayla. But whatever, these things could happen. Sha'al the mikvah she'chil salik mimenu ha'mayim v'day ha'mashayva she'ukhli in chashuv matakolom, that's a simple thing. Then about she'uvim. So he wants to say that ma'im itzar atma metiva meinu zochum atam. The ma'im is not zochum. The vada lo have beklal zezochum. The harbei shonim shehaya meisik hazeh b'leikwe b'isha shetovlo shekvar hizchim lo hafi alatzat mashevo u'pasak mu she'also lo tefila. This came out yidi Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein. So you could there is a svar to say like that. There's a shach that Tanker Rav Chaim Elozer Friedman points out in Sifkat Lamed and Reish Aleph that says that, you know, zchila machmas adam, maybe it's not zchila because it's not that the water zochel, it's like the something external caused it. It's not like the case where the water is running down the mountain, or, you know, where there's a hole in the thing. Basically, it's a makom mekunas. So something was, so one could question, but the Minchas Yitzchak, as a client said to me, had that svara, but he was so mirsas of the Yisakaris of this, so he you know, akidekach, that even the women who they only found out the morning before after he wanted them to go to the go back. There's a tshuva in the Maris Steif, there of Jonas and Steif, who's the Rav where. They're in Budapest. You see the big gedolei rabbanim who came to America, and you should know Rabbi Teichte said to me, this is the same thing they say about Rav Moshe Feinstein. All the sheifas were for some of these rabbanim were to be a shamus in a shul. You know, you guys didn't grow up in the shamus tekufa. When I was growing up, every shul had three people: the rabbi, the chazan, and the shamus. The shamus meant he was the balkore, and he didn't, you know, he spoke Yiddish, and he learned with the balabatim, mishnayis between mincha and marv, and he said he got the lulavim. You know, that was the role of the shamus. Every shul, every big shul. What? Yeah, today they, yeah, every shul had a shamus, usually a European. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, he didn't think he's going to be a rav or a shiva. You know, usually the European one who wasn't able to give the big sermons, so he would be the shamus. So that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein brought down. Maybe the art school brings that, but he wanted to be a shamus. So the same thing they say about Rav Yonasan Steif. He came to America, he was a big poisik. He came to America, only wanted to be a shamus. So the people who knew him from Europe said it's not right. So they started the shul, the Adas Yireim in Williamsburg, so he shouldn't be a shamus in some shul, but it's not if he quoted Rav Yonasan Steif. It's a big place, you should know of him. So he writes a svara. He thinks that the whole idea of zchila she'ena nikeres is that really, on page 23, the last paragraph of the tshuva, he says really the idea is, Nachum Rosenberg put it down, that we don't want you to, while you're being tovel in the mikvah, we don't want it to be zochel. So, if it's a zchila she'ena nikeres, so that means in any given 5-second interval, nothing is probably really happening. And how long does it take to be tovel? In other words, the word is a zchila nikeres. Most probably, there's some zchila happening while you're being tovel. If it's a zchila she'ena nikeres, so most probably nothing is really happening when in those couple of seconds, and therefore it's okay, because the real kepeda is the tzchil b'shas tzfil. Okay, it's a svara, you could say like that, you could say differently like that. Okay, so today, Rabosai, I just wanted to touch on these inyanim of tzchila, to discuss the sheet of the Mechaber, the Rashba, the tzchila, the Keres, the Gaon argues, the Rav Aaron Kotler's explanation of the Vilna Gaon, the other sheet that's not even quoted, that the Bai Chai has, that has to be tzchila, that's really moving, the different shitas of what's called zechila she'ena nikeres, the Rabbi Yitzchak Chochanan and the Imre Yosher and the idea of whether there's a zechila if it's machmas dover acher and the different rise here and there. So that's the ideas that we articulated today.